At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This is The Bird Show.
Jeff, I am glad you are back in studio today because there was a 15-minute period yesterday where I was on an island all by myself.
I heard about it.
And
a porcelain island.
It was ridiculous.
It's more like a throne all
a
by
throne
yourself,
all
isn't
by
it?
Yourself. And that's right, all by yourself, because you won't let anybody else in.
Yo, I couldn't believe the reaction to this. Producer Carl came in here yesterday, and he confessed that he goes number two in front of his wife.
Yeah. No.
Yes, he says
that
they're so comfortable with each other that they can talk about any discussion whatsoever while he's going number two.
He'll invite her into the bathroom to have a conversation.
Oh, gross.
And she'll come in there?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No problem. Doesn't think twice about it. And we're not talking about door closed, him on one side speaking, and she on the other side speaking.
Which still
would bother you. Which would, it's not even conceivable to me that could happen,
really?
Right?
Really?
Okay,
really?
So we three are on this side. These two, not so much.
And the world is on the other side, apparently.
Dude, I couldn't believe the calls, because to me, that's the most disgusting thing ever.
Like your private time. You don't need to be, nobody else needs to be there.
I had the thought that if I was living in one of those loft studio-y apartment places where like everything was exposed, I would run into the woods.
Just to go
and dig a hole like a bear before I would.
Jeff's running out with a shovel. There he goes.
I wouldn't use a shovel because I wouldn't want anyone. I would hide a shovel in the woods because I wouldn't want anyone to know what I was doing.
You're just that embarrassed.
Your neighbors would see you going, he is planning on burying a body.
Yeah. Be like Shawshank, like just one little, pant leg full of stones at a time, take them out to the yard.
And we got these calls from Bird Show listeners saying that in some cases, one family reads the Bible together while mom.
That was kind of weird.
That was weird.
Bizarre.
The whole thing was weird.
Tell that one again. Tell me that story.
On the can reading the Bible, and the rest of the family comes into the can and they share their Bible time together while she's doing that.
No. Oh, there was one even worse than that. Some guy and his wife compare the sizes of.
They took pictures of it and sent it to each other. They think it's funny. It's sign of it's sort of a competition between the two of them, and they send pictures to each other.
But that I can understand because if you have two really gross people who have found each other, like they're into that. Like I knew somebody like that. I got an email from him once with where he had one big night at LS taken. It all came out and
That is so disgusting.
So he sent a picture to a bunch of us, including, and his wife was copied on it because they're just that type of couple.
I wouldn't even send that to friends.
No.
I wouldn't take a picture of my poop.
Save that. Hey, Stephanie, good morning. You're on The Bird Show. Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to say my boyfriend and I, we've been together for a couple years, and he is completely comfortable with that. Like, he'll leave the door open while I'm cooking dinner. And, like, he'll call me in and be like, look at this. He's like, look, I can see, like, what I ate yesterday.
All right, there is a difference.
He's trying to gross you out.
While you're cooking dinner.
There's a difference with how you handle
That's wrong.
Your brothers in your fraternity and your girlfriend or your wife.
Mm-hmm. He's just trying to gross her out.
But she's not bothered by it at all.
That is foul.
Here were some of the messages that I got on Facebook yesterday. And prevailing theme was that is a sign that the two of you are so comfortable with each other that it's a good thing in your relationship.
It's a sign of intimacy. Mm-hmm.
It's a sign of intimacy.
Oh,
one guy went as far to say that if you can't poop or fart in front of your significant other, then your relationship won't last.
I think there's a significant difference between farting and reading the Bible while on the can.
Yeah, that was a little strange. That is so inconceivable to me.
And now a reading from the book of Corinthians.
Shem, we were sitting in here yesterday. We were taking call after call from people. Women. Women that do this in front of their men even. Like, I can understand, like, the dude's eighth grade mentality where his dad did it and that's all he grew up with, so he never knew better as he got to be an adult. But women calling up saying that they do it in front of dudes.
And I just said yesterday, I don't want to be that self-conscious that I can't, you know, I don't want to be with somebody that I'm worried that if I do that, I'll be less attractive to them. You know,
what it is. It's just about privacy. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you know, if somebody goes into the bathroom and closes the door for a little while, you know what's happening, but you just ignore it and move on. That's their private time. It's a solo activity.
You know what is going on when you go into the bathroom and you close the door and you run the water, turn the fan on, and cough a lot. You know what's going on in there.
That's so ridiculous. But Bert said yesterday that it would be a deal breaker. Didn't you say yesterday?
It would be a deal breaker.
It would be a deal breaker. Yes, you did say you would look at Stacey differently.
If I was going out with a woman, if we're 6 months into the whole thing, and she decided that that was okay, that this was going to be part of our relationship where we did that in front of each other, deal breaker for me.
Less attractive. Mm-hmm. So,
totally.
I don't want to live. There's too much other things to worry about than whether I need to hold my gas all day because the person I'm with the rest of my life can't handle the fact that I pass gas.
It's not even so much the gas part of the whole thing, so long as you're giving it an effort. The whole number two deal there, though, when you're like calling them in to have conversations in the bathroom is unthinkable to me.
Isn't there something sacrilegious about saying, and now a discussion about Paul's first letter to Timothy?
Are you still stuck on the Bible study in the bathroom?
Yes. Hey, like, out of all the times, you've got 24 hours in a day.
Right.
You've got whatever, 24 times 60 minutes in a day. Mm-hmm. You're going to talk about God during the 8 minutes that you're doing that?
It takes you 8 minutes?
Like, or is it a situation where you're thinking, you know what, we've got a big Bible study tomorrow, so you eat like a lot of fiber so you can really spend more time getting into it?
It's really
you're
disturbing.
Really not gonna, you're getting too graphic this early. Hey, Davis, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Okay.
Good. Disturbed.
I feel you on that one. I have got a friend named John. He's actually my boyfriend's best friend. I did not know what I was walking into when I started dating my boyfriend until I got the first picture message from John. Yes. He is one of those who gets really excited when he has a really good moment and likes to share it with all of his friends.
Doesn't matter
what time of day. I could be sitting in class and that was, you know, what happened. I was sitting in class. And my phone rings, and I'm like, what's going on? I look down, and my professor's like, is there something interesting you'd like to share? And I'm like, you do not want me to share this.
Deal breaker. Here's a message from Facebook. That's how I knew my husband was the man for me, that I could poop in front of him.
Gross.
Aw.
Seriously.
It's my story.
This is The Bert Show.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.